Thank you for calling customer support. My name is
Pete
Erica.
The last time that someone called up and spoke to me on the phone, I got in quite a bit of trouble from the people here because I went for something that I shouldn't have. I probably shouldn't be telling you that. But, yes, I think my eldest, Rachel, she wouldn't speak to me for a week. Now, you know, that happens, you know, but that really hurt. And sometimes in family, you know, these things are quite important. You know, they're more important than any, you know, job or phone call or whatever it is.
Yes, sir. How may I help you today, sir? Do you have an account, sir?
Well, you know, since you put it that way, I mean, you've been quite friendly and straightforward with me here. Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm still here.
Hello, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm still here.
Oh, yes, sorry, I have a bit of a problem with this phone and my hearing. It's not so good. Yes. What were you saying again?
I can see. Do you have an account with us, sir? May I have your zip code?
Well, you know, with the world finances the way they are, I know, you know, we're not allowed to spend as much as what we were. I mean, how is this going to how is this going to work?
Okay, sir, if you're getting charged from our company, sir, you have an account with us. May I have your zip code?
Well, that does sound good. I mean, you have been very patient with an old man here. It's something that I've been told that I should be looking at. My third eldest, Larissa, I think I mentioned
yes.
Larissa before. Yes, she says that I should be going for something like this. You know, what is most appropriate for the time and I guess whatnot. Sorry, could you just hang on for one second here? Hang on. Sorry about that. Sorry, what were you saying there again?
May I have your zip code, sir?
Well, it's funny that you should call because my third eldest, Larissa.
Okay, sir, I'm asking, do you have an account with us, sir?
Last week. And, you know, she is very smart. I'll give her that because, you know, she was the first in the family to go to university, and she passed with distinctions. You know, we're all quite proud of her, yes. So, she was saying that I should look into this sort of thing. So what more can you tell me about it?
Sir, do you have an account with us?
I'm sorry, I couldn't quite catch you there. What was that again?
Do you have an account, sir?
Again?
Do you have an account with us, sir?
Could you say that again, please?
Sir, do you have an account, sir?
Yes.
Okay, sir, may I have your zip code?
Sorry, which company did you say you were calling from again?
This is a customer service line, sir. I work at a third-party call center.
Well, you know, Here's the thing, because the last time that someone called up and spoke to me on the phone, I got in quite a bit of trouble from the people here because I went for something that I shouldn't have. I probably shouldn't be telling you that. But, yes, I think my eldest, Rachel, she wouldn't speak to me for a week.
Yes, sir. I understand, sir. But
that really hurt. And sometimes in family, you know, these things are quite important. You know, they're more important than any, you know, job or phone call or whatever it is.
Yes, sir.
Well,
may I please have your zip code, sir?
Since you put it that way, I mean, you've been quite friendly and straightforward with me here.
I'm sorry, sir.
Hello, are you there?
Yes, sir. May I please have your zip code, sir?
Yes. Sorry, I have a bit of a problem with this phone and my hearing. It's not so good. Yes. What were you saying again?
May I please have your zip code?
Well, you know, with the world finances the way they are, I know, you know, we're not allowed to spend as much as what we were. I mean, how is this going to work?